Jay County basketball is on the air. Tonight, WPGW presents another high school hardwood battle featuring the Jay County Patriots. And now to courtside for the junior varsity action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold here on WPGW. And also, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Glad to have you with us there as well. And again, if you've tuned in for the rest of the IU game, that is being heard on our AM side, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And I'm hearing the news is not good, Justin.
Let's see if I can give an update here real quick.
I think IU was on the short end of the score, unless they have an amazing comeback.
Rutgers leading by 11 with 3:46 to play.
So probably not going to be an IU undefeated season this year.
Probably not.
Okay, let's take a look at the starting lineups.
All right, for Fort Recovery, they will start Eli Leonard, Caden Greasy, Briggs Oberman, Alex Garkey, and Gavin Evers. Jay County tonight, Parker Nichols, Liam Gariner, Trevin Dunnington, Ben Crouch, and Graydon Swovlin. Jay County really big tonight. Jay County 2-0, and Fort Recovery is 1-0.
Fort Recovery beating South Adams last week. The Patriots with wins over Richmond and Woodland. And looked very impressive last night, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Winning by 34. Game was a six-point lead game at the half, and Jay County ended up winning by 34.
So here we go with the start of the game. Please don't harass the players. Jumping for Jay County, it's going to be Trevin Dunnington. Jumping for Fort Recovery will be Alex Garkey. Tap goes to Jay County. Graydon Swovlin pulled it down. Liam Gehringer with the basketball for the Patriots. Drives to the baseline and now feeds off to Parker Nichols. Outside to Graydon Swovlin. Misses a three. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Out front with the basketballs, Eli Leonard. Around the horn it goes. Over now to Alex Garkey. Back out top. With the ball top of the key is Alex Garkey. He'll pass inside. Back outside it goes. Left side three-point shot is good by Eli Leonard. Puts Fort Recovery out in front by a score of 3-0. 6:12 to go here in the first quarter of play. We'll have the varsity game coming up following this game, of course. And we'll tell you about the Jay County win today in girls basketball, beating Fort Recovery at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Here's a shot from the left side, three-pointer good by Ben Crouch. Nice shot by Ben Crouch there.
A couple of three-pointers to open the game.
Fort Recovery almost has the ball stolen. A mad scramble for it. Liam Gehringer tried to get it away, but he couldn't quite. Indians get it back. With the ball now is Eli Leonard. He'll pass over on the right side to Garkey. Garkey goes underneath. Now back over in the left corner. Three-point shot is way off the mark there by the Indians' Gavin Evers. And Jay County has the rebound. Down come the Patriots, and it's kicked out of bounds by Caden Greasy.
Toby Metzger, the Fort Recovery coach. Aaron Daniels for Jay. A couple of former players for their schools.
Here we go with the left side shots up and no good by Liam Gehringer, and we've got a foul called on the play. I send it over to you, give me that email I sent you a little bit ago. At the first quarter break. Jay County steals the ball. Liam Gehringer up and good. Liam Gehringer scoring. Makes it 5-3. Patriots are on top by 2 points. And there's a whistle and a foul on Jay County. Liam Gehringer gets called for the foul. It'll be Fort Recovery's ball out of bounds. Eli Leonards will pass it out of bounds. Pass it inbounds. Into Briggs Overman. Back on the left side it goes to Gavin Evers. right side, back outside, around the horn, over in the corner. There's Mason Diller. Eli Leonard's back out front. Ball's out of bounds, and it's going to be given to the Jay County Patriots.
Ball just slipped away.
Take it over for a minute here.
Turnover number one on Fort Recovery. Jay County with the ball back. Parker Nichols with basketball goes to his right. What it is, Trevin Dunnington. Dunnington off to Nichols. Nichols to the corner for Gariner. Three is no good. Rebound and be out of bounds going to Fort Recovery. With 4:10 to play in the first quarter, 5-3, the Patriots in the lead. 2-point lead for Jay. Here are the indents. Three-pointer top of the key is no good. Fort Recovery does get the rebound and a foul. We'll see who that's called on. Could be a couple of Patriots. Going to give it to Graydon Swollen. His first, team second.
Mr. Caden Greasy at the free throw line. Welcome you, Fort Recovery folks who might be listening in tonight. Free throws up and in.
Sophomore Caden Greasy.
And the freshmen are also playing tonight. They're playing over in the auxiliary gym right now. That free throw's up and good by Greasy. It's 5-5 and all tied up here. Parker Nichols will bring the ball up the court. Right side it goes. There's Liam Gehringer over on the wing to Trevin Dunnington. And he tried to pass in to Ben Crouch, and the pass was off the mark. And it's stolen, and now here's the ball being tipped out of bounds by Ben Crouch.
Good active hand so far for both teams. Another steal.
Parker Nichols with the basketball. Down he comes. Gives off to Graydon Swovlin, who lays it in. And we have a whistle. What's that call?
Just getting knocked out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. The ball is flying through the air, and Jay County deflected it off Fort Recovery. So third turnover gives it back to Jay.
Parker Nichols will toss it in here. Goes over to Liam Gehringer, back to Parker. Dribbles the basketball up the court. An amazing come-from-behind win by Jay County last night, trailing 18-3. They came back and won the game. That was the varsity last night. JV led all the way last night.
Jay County turns it over.
Fort Recovery picks it off. On the left side it goes. Back out top. If the ball there was a Colson post. Now it goes down into the lane to Greasy, or to Garkey, I should say, and it's stolen away by Parker Nichols. Nichols to Liam Gehringer. Should be an offensive foul.
Yep.
Liam Gehringer gets called for a charge.
Pretty easy call for the referee that time.
Yeah. No arguments here.
Riley Sellers will check in.
And I did check officially with him. I said, how do you pronounce your name, Riley? It's Sellers.
Sellers, okay.
Yes, you were right.
That's a first.
No, it's not a first. Full recovery with the ball. They trail 7-5. Out front with it there, Colson post. He'll give off to Briggs Overman. Now to Garkey. Right side it goes to post. And Parker Nichols stole it away, intercepted a pass. Feeds back out to Crouch. He'll fire it up and miss the shot. Out of bounds it goes. They say it went off of apparently Graydon Swovlin. He is a tall dude, isn't he?
Yeah, this whole JV team for Jay is, well, not the whole team, but most of the team is tall. Then there's Parker Nichols. Another steal.
Graydon Swovlin stole it away from Alex Garkey. And now the Indians steal it right back. And we have a jump ball called now.
That will go to Fort Recovery.
Crowd is a little slim right now, actually. And I've got Purdue playing tonight against Michigan. Purdue fans are wanting to see that. Full recovery with the ball over on the right side to Briggs Overman. He'll pass back out top. With the ball there is Eli Lennertz, and we have a travel called on the Indians.
Yeah, Zeb and I were talking earlier that sometimes this boys' game gets moved up an hour because recovery fans want to watch Ohio State play in the Big Ten Championship. Don't have to worry about that this year, but we didn't move it up for Purdue fans.
By the way, Ohio State got a big break last night.
Yeah, with USC losing.
So Ohio State's probably going to be playing for the national championship. They'll have to face Georgia, though.
Yeah. Georgia was in a tough game earlier. No, the updated score on that.
Here's a shot by Graydon Swoveland, and he drills it from the left side. Three-point basket. Makes it 10-5. Graydon Swoveland, outstanding freshman prospect for the Patriots. He actually could be playing a little bit of varsity action.
I mean, Georgia not close now. It's 35-10 Georgia at the half.
At the half?
Yeah, playing LSU.
Here's a drive, and it's up and good by Briggs Overman. Nice move by Overman down the lane and in. And he was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the free throw line.
Foul is on Dunnington.
10-7 score. Jay in the lead by three, but at the line, Briggs Overman. Free throws off the back of the rim, no good, but rebound Eli Lennertz. And he'll fire a three, and it's no good. Rebound comes to Jay County's Parker Nichols. He comes down the middle, dodges traffic. Should have been traveling there. Ben Crouch puts it up, no good. Up no good by Trevor Dunnington. Trevin Dunnington, that actually probably was a goaltending, but they didn't call it. Goaltending at JV?
Not that much. That's why the refs were thrown off.
Of course, Trevin's a pretty tall kid, too, obviously. He can get up on the rim like that. Court recovery with the ball. Here's a shot from the left. No good. Rebound comes down to Parker Nichols. And he protects the ball and will take it out of the path. And now he throws a long shot down the court, which is no good. That's the end of the first quarter. 10-7 score. Jay County with a three-point lead after one quarter of play. We'll be back with more here at Jay County High School right after we pause for this.
Did you hear about Aero Ag? Are they touring again? What? No, Aero Ag is a local aerial application company with Andy Landon and Wade Llewellyn.
Like in a plane?
Yes, the AT-502.
Aero Ag helps farmers achieve higher yields, protects their crops from disease, and controls weeds and pests.
Yes, call Andy at 726-5002.
Or Wade at 765-209-0960.
Higher yields from the sky.
With Aero Ag! Maybe I should go on tour.
What? No, but you should call Aero Ag.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we could find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back here at Jay County High School, let's turn it over to Justin Mangold. Justin?
All right, 10-7, the Patriots lead Fort Recovery. As we start quarter number two, it'll be Jay County ball. With the swivel and up top to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp backs it up, goes to his right to Swoveland. Now to the right to Crouch. Crouch drives baseline, stops, shoots, scores, and a foul. Then Crouch with the bucket. He has 5 points, and it's now 12-7. Jay by five. Foul will go on Lennertz, his first. And then we'll send in Alex Garkey, Briggs Overman, and also Gavin Evers back in. 6:42 to play, second quarter, 12-7. The lead free throw by Crouch is missed. Mullenkamp gets the rebound. DJ kind of keeps the possession, leading by five. Swoveland passes down low, back out it goes. Up top is Mullenkamp. Pass to Swollen deep. Three is no good. Rebound taken down by Jay. Now knocked away. And Fort Recovery has it. Jay by five. Here come the Indians. And knocked out of bounds by Wesley Benn. And they say deflected off Fort Recovery. So turnover number seven on the Indians. Jay leads by five. Here's Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp dishes outside. Three in the air is no good for Ben. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Shot blocked. Rebound up and in for Leonard's. I think it was Crouch that had the block. But Fort Recovery gets the rebound and the basket. 12-9, the Jay lead. Here's Mullenkamp. Off to Dirksen. Actually, Sollers, that is. Sollers with the bucket. There's the ball. Dishes outside. Three in the air is no good. Rebound Ben up and no good. Rebound out of bounds. Nope. Saved by Fort Recovery. Now Jay will knock it out. No one can hold on to the ball. Eli Dirksen will check in. Sollers goes out now. Three for Fort Recovery. Leonard's good. Second three for Eli Leonard's. Ties the game at 12. 5:10 to play. Second quarter. Across the midcourt is Levi Mullenkamp. Levi goes to his right to Dirksen. Dirksen along two is no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Indians have the ball, a chance to take the lead. Into the corner it goes to Garkey. And Garkey's pass picked off. Here's Dirksen. He'll bring it down and blocked. Jay kind of gets the rebound and no good but a foul. Here's Swoveland is fouled. Eli Leonard's with the foul. So two shots for Swoveland. Has not been there yet tonight. And the first is good. Thirteen to 12. One more free throw coming up for Swoveland. It's a fly and no good. Rebound. Battled for Fort Recovery has it. 1 point, Jay lead, 4:30 to play, quarter two. And then it's trapped on the side. And trying to get out of it. It's knocked out of bounds. Nope, saved by Dirksen. Another Fort Recovery turnover, that is eight. Halfway through the second quarter, Jay leads 13-12. Well, not quite half yet. Three right side, no good for Swoveland, out of bounds. It will go to Fort Recovery. Or not. The officials disagree. It'll go to Jay County. So Jay County will keep the ball. And Toby Metzger, the Fort Recovery coach. JV Wise. Inbounds. Corner three is no good. Rebound Ben up. No good. A foul. Ben cleaning up the Swoveland miss. So two shots for Wesley Ben. Ben, a 6'7 junior. And he will have two shots. First is good. Give the foul to Alex Garkey. That's his first foul. Garkey is a 6'2 freshman. Both free throws are good. Makes it 15-12. Jay back by three. With the ball is Garkey. Garkey toward the hoop. Flips it up. Missed the shot. Got it on the rebound. Puts it up. Blocked again. This time by Ben. Rebound this time for Jay. Here's Parker Nichols back into the game. Nichols to his right. To Swoveland. Now to Crouch. Nice spin move. Back up top to Nichols. Nichols toward the free throw line. Dishes outside to Swoboda. Back to Nichols. To his left. Three in the air is no good for... Oh, it is. Ooh, went in. Came back out. Crouch misses. Rebound taken down by Swoboda. Up no good. Rebound. We have a held ball. We'll go to Fort Recovery. That three was... Three, actually, like 90% down, came back out. So Beaton ends with the ball, a chance to tie. It leads 15-12, 3:10 to play. Quarter number two. With the ball is Garkey. Garkey dishes off to Overman, three ties it. Riggs Overman makes it 15-15. 2:55 left in the second. Here is Nichols. Nichols over to Dirksen, back to Nichols. Down low, back out to Nichols. Here to realize Parker is only listed at 5'9", so can't throw those real high passes. Jake Honey misses Fort Recovery, a rebound. Game tied at 15, shot in the lane blocked. As Overman drove, rebound taken down by Jay. Here's Parker Nichols to his left. Here comes Crouch to the basket and a foul. You see, Ben Crouch will have two free throws. He has 5 points so far tonight. So a couple of free throws for Ben Crouch. First is good. We will have one more. And both are good. 7 points for Crouch. It's 17-15. Jane will lead by two. 2:12 to play in the second quarter. And ends with it. That is Cooper Thompson with the ball. Goes to the corner. Back out. Three in the air is no good for Overman. Rebound taken down by Jay County and Ben Crouch. 2 minutes to play in the half. Jay by two. Here's Nichols. Nichols right side to Swoboda. Back to Nichols. Parker has her. Drives toward the hoop. Gets away with the travel. Out to Crouch. Crouch hands off to Swoboda. Back to Nichols. 90 seconds to play in the half. Jay 17, Fort Recovery 15. Here's Crouch for three. No good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Driving toward the hoop. Shot blocked by Crouch, but he's called for a foul as Gavin Evers went to the hoop. And Evers will have two shots. The foul goes on Crouch. That is his first foul. 17-15, 2-point lead for Jay. Free throw number two is up and good. One of two for Gavin Evers. Makes it 17-16. Close game so far. 1:11 to play in the second quarter. Here is Parker Nichols. Going to Sollers. To the corner, back down low. Here's Wesley Benn. Missed the shot. Rebound taken down by Riley Sollers. Back out. Swoveland for three. Hits a stein.
He was wide open.
9 points now for Kraut for Swoveland. It's 20-16. Shot in the lane is no good for Overman. Rebound taken down by Jay County and Swoveland. 35 seconds to play the F. 4-point lead for Jay. Sollers lost the ball going to the hoop. Taken away by Fort Recovery. And now taken right back by Ben Crouch.
That steal by Fort Recovery a moment ago was by Caden Greasy. And like you say, Crouch got it right back.
Jay County 6 turnovers. Fort Recovery has 9.
going to play for the last shot here. Jay County is.
And Parker Nichols with the ball down to 7 seconds. Parker's in some trouble, gets it up top. Here's Crouch for a three. Yep. And Crouch for a three this time, and that's the half. So Jay County ends the half on an 8-1 run, taking a 23-16 lead.
Getting two straight threes there in the last few seconds to expand that lead. But the Indians have given the Patriots about as tough of time on defense as anybody they've played yet this year. Of course, this is only our third game, but I mean, Jay County really offensively played much more openly and freely in the other two games than this one.
Yeah, really limiting the inside shots is what we covered tonight.
We'll be back in a moment with the halftime stats for you right after we pause for this.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, playsets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at halftime.
And it is 23-16 the lead for the Jay County Patriots. Looking at our halftime stats, Fort Recovery is led by Eli Leonards with 8 points. Had a three in the first quarter, a three in the second, and a two in the second. Again, eight for Eli Leonards. 5 points for Briggs Overman, a three in the second, and a two in the first. Keaton Greasy, a couple of free throws for 2 points. And Gavin Ebers, a free throw in the second quarter for one. Again, Leonard's 8, Overman 5, Greasy 2, and Ebers with 1. Jay County led by Ben Crouch with 10 points at the half. Ben has a 3 in each quarter, a 2-pointer, and a couple of free throws. Braden Swoven, the same thing, a 3 in each quarter, a 2-pointer, and 1 free throw. And also Liam Gariner, 2-pointer in the first quarter for 2. And Wesley Benn, a couple of free throws for 2. Again, Crouch with 10, Swoble 9, Gariner 2, and Wesley Benn with 2. Turnovers, Fort Recovery 6 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. They have 9 at the half. Jay County 4 in the first and 2 in the second, 6 at the half. After 1, Jay led it 10-7. Our halftime score is Jay County 23 and Fort Recovery 16. And we've got a final. It is Rutgers 63 and Indiana 48.
Ouch.
Yeah, 15-point win for Rutgers.
So much for the 80-point average per game.
I heard somebody on TV this week saying Rutgers was, they thought that they were the third-best team in the Big Ten, so they showed that today.
Yes, they did. That's for sure. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Wondering if your old heating system is going to squeak by this winter? Don't. With up to $1,650 in available cool cash rebates, there's never been a better time to explore the full line of Carrier innovations. And your family's savings may even continue for years down the line. Ask your dealer how an efficient home comfort system by Carrier can reduce your monthly energy bills through the life of your system. But don't wait. Your cool cash window closes soon. Carrier. Turn to the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Your Carrier dealer is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
No matter if you're a student or a senior citizen, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam, or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. David Fullenkamp and Dr. Abby Small at 260-726-4210 or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your eye exam today with Dr. David Follenkamp or Dr. Abby Small in Portland.
The holidays are upon us. Have you made your list and checked it twice? With so much to do, where do you start? Right here at home. Whether you're trimming the tree, planning the menu, sprucing up the house, or even planning a holiday getaway, our local businesses have you covered. So please remember to support the retailers, restaurants, caterers, and other service providers in our community by shopping and buying local this holiday season. Sponsored by your local Chamber of Commerce and First Bank of Bern.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter. Remember that class in school that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at Barn & Brown Insurance Agency agree. But we will help you ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interests. Hastings Mutual Insurance and Barn & Brown Insurance Agency will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. Barn & Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call Barn & Brown Insurance in Dunkirk at 765-768-6721.
Back here at Jay County High School, Jay County and Fort Recovery played each other in women's basketball this morning, actually this afternoon at noon, and Justin and Zeb were there, so give us the scoop.
Yeah, that was won by Jay County 52-13. Jay County led 17-3 after one, 31-9 at the half, 45-11 after three, again 52-13, the Jay County win. Kennedy Mullenkamp had six for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp, four. Sage Luthol, two. And Kelly Wendell with one. Jay County led by Renna Sweeterman with 23. 9 points for Gabby Bilberry. Eight for Sophie Saxman. Three each for Molly Mullenkamp, Meredith Dirksen. And two each for Brianna Dirksen, Cassie Petro, and Natalie Carino. Again, Jay County JV goes to 7-1. Actually, Jay County Varsity goes to 7-1. A 52-13 victory over Fort Recovery. And then it's dropped to 0-4 on the year.
And, of course, Renna Sweeterman for Jay is headed for breaking the school record for the most number of points in a career. And give us the Renna watch right now.
I think she's 78 short right now. So getting closer. After today's 23-point effort.
So your estimate on the game, she's going to break the record?
It should either be the South Adams game or the Yorktown game, it seems like. So probably a couple more weeks.
Now South Adams is on the road.
And so is Yorktown. So
well, that's a bummer.
I guess you can take a game off or two and wait till the Pendleton Heights game.
Well,
the only other home game is this coming Friday, so it's not going to happen then. So
No, it's not going to happen. Unfortunately, probably not till the road games. But, hey, you know, she's still going to be a nice honor for her.
And hopefully it'll be a big crowd on the road that night, wherever it is.
Well, we'll see. The Jay County and Fort Recovery swim teams both took part in the Salina Sprint Invitational today. Lots of swimmers. Fort Recovery came in second place in the girls' competition out of 13 teams. Ottawa Glandorf was the winning team. Jay County came in sixth in the girls' meet. For Jay County, Mara Bader pretty much did most of the scoring. She was first in the butterfly, third in the breaststroke, fifth in the 50-free, and was seventh in the backstroke. Again, a win for Mara Bader in the butterfly. And that was a lot of competition. For Fort Recovery, Tegan Fortkamp was first in the 50-free, first in the 50-back, 10th in the butterfly, so she had quite a meet. Audra Bupp also was first in the 50-breast, so congratulations, Audra. Joelle Kaup finished in the top 15 in three events, 12th in the 50-free, 15th in the 50-back, and 14th in the 50-butterfly. And for the boys, Fort Recovery came in fifth place as a team, with Jay County coming in ninth. Sage Wendell was the pretty much the star for the boys' swimmers. For Fort Recovery, coming in fourth in the butterfly, sixth in the free, sixth in the back, and 14th in the 50-breast. We'll be back with the start of the second half of this JV game right after this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Underway here, Jay County will have the ball to start the second half, and inside to Wesley Benn, and he scores. Give Liam Gehringer the assist, and Wesley Benn hits the layup. Patriots are now on top 25-16.
4 points now for Ben.
And what's the run, Ben, here?
Let's see. It was 15-15, so a 10-1 run.
There's a foul called on Trevin Dunnington as he fouled Garkey for Fort Recovery.
It's the first foul on Ben.
Alex Garkey goes to the line. Alex, only a freshman. Eyes and flies, and it's good. Rob Weaver here, along with Mr. Justin Mangold. And once again, Nate Christman's our studio producer. Second free throw's no good. Jay County pulls down the rebound. Cross-court pass to Trevin Dunnington inside to Wesley Benn. Oh, he missed a layup. Wide open. Wide open. Fort Recovery with the ball. Patriots are trapping them, but Indians so far maintaining their poise. And there's a jump ball called. Looked like it was Nichols and Garkey on the jump ball.
Arrow goes to Fort Recovery.
Next week, what do we got going on?
Tuesday, the girls are at Muncie Central. On Friday, the girls at home against Adams Central. And the boys one game next week at home on Saturday against Newcastle.
Fort Recovery boys on Tuesday are at Fort Loramie. That'll be a big test for them. And I'm sure they're in action over the weekend, but I don't have that schedule with me. Here's a shot fired up, no good, and Fort Recovery comes down with a rebound on the missed shot by Briggs Overman. Here's another shot up, no good. Rebound Jay County, Trevin Dunnington.
Double weekend next week for Fort Recovery on Friday at Parkway, Saturday at Bradford.
Shots up and no good. And we'll be doing the Bradford game here on the radio next Saturday.
Ben Crouch back in. Dunnington out.
Trevin's been playing pretty nice basketball here. Here's a ball stolen by Jay County. Parker Nichols brings it down and lays it in. Parker Nichols scoring.
There's Parker's first basket.
27-17. Parker had 10 points in the first quarter last night.
And that's his first point since then.
Yeah, he didn't play much the rest of the game last night and didn't score anymore last night. Full recovery with the ball. In the lane, there's Garkey up, no good. Rebound comes down to Ben Crouch. Ben shovels it over to Parker Nichols, to Liam Gehringer. Gehringer right side, drives underneath, tries to feed off, and it's stolen by Fort Recovery. Eli Leonards came up with the basketball, and there's Wesley Benn stealing it away from Fort Recovery as Leonards tried to hit Briggs Overman inside, and Jay County intercepted the pass. There's a shot, no good. By Jay County.
And Crouch almost had a one-handed rebound.
And we've got timeout called by Fort Recovery. Toby Metzger of the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity team calls timeout. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
You may not know it, but Hitzer Patio and Fireplace is the perfect gift center for most everyone on your gift list.
Big 3A grills,
gift certificates,
custom Hitzer fire pits,
Pelican premium coolers,
laser cut signs and decorations in most any size or shape.
Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Merry Christmas from Hitzer.
Just a 30-second timeout, so we're back here. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. And tossing it in will be Eli Leonards. Comes in here to Briggs Overman. Right side to Leonards. Now down low. And we've got a jump ball call. I think it was Sollers tying up the Indians' Gavin Evers.
Okay, kind of gets this one.
No pressure by Fort Recovery.
So kind of leading by 10.
27-17. Not much scoring, though, here in this third quarter. Cross-court pass to Ben Crouch. He'll fire a three, and he gets a three, and that changes it a little bit. Makes it 30-17 now as Jay County's really starting to pull away here.
The lead is 13, and Crouch has 13.
Outside with the basketball. That's the Indians' Cooper Thompson in the game now. With the ball there was Colson Post. Now underneath, and there's a foul called on Wesley Benn as he fouled Gavin Evers, who was taking a shot underneath. So to the free throw line goes Mr. Gavin Evers.
One for two tonight.
He's a sophomore, and it's no good. Trevin Dunnington comes back in for Jay, and Wesley Benn will go out.
No foul trouble, really. That's only two.
Free throws up and good by Mr. Gavin Evers. 30-18. Lead is 12 now. Liam Gehringer comes down, stops, fires, and hits. Nice move along the baseline on the right, and he scores. 32-18.
Gehringer led Jay last night with 14 and only four so far tonight.
Eli Leonards passes over on the right, back to Leonards. He'll go inside, back over on the right wing. Three-point shot is no good by the Indians' Thompson, Cooper Thompson. And there's been a, it just went out of bounds to Jay County.
Yep, missed a shot and went out of bounds.
Liam Gehringer brings it down across the timeline. He'll feed back to Jay County's that Levi Mullenkamp in there, number 12?
Yeah.
And who scored for Fort Recovery?
Ben Crouch, I should say, for
Jay County.
Yeah, Ben Crouch scored for Jay.
And here's Jay County with the steal, and Liam Gehringer comes down and lays it in. So now the Patriots have doubled the score on the Indians. It's 36-18.
Kind of a mirror image of last night's JV game for Jay. We're just coming out hot in the third quarter.
Left side for the Indians, back out top to Thompson. And he has the ball tipped out of bounds by Liam Gehringer as Thompson trying to pass on the wing to Colson Post over here.
Jay County outscoring Fort Recovery 13-2 so far this quarter.
And there's Liam Gehringer stealing the ball. He'll drive and score.
Yeah, that's where Fort Recovery needs communication. You can see that steal coming.
Ben Crouch tips the ball out of bounds for Jay County. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball down over in front of the Jay County cheerleaders. Tossing it in is Garkey. Back to Post, back to Garkey. With the ball there is Mason Diller, who's in the game. Back to Cooper Thompson. They're going to call him for traveling with the basketball.
Now, 13 Indians turnovers.
I don't know that I actually saw that, but maybe it was.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Liam Gehringer across the timeline. He will drive to the hoop as he faked a pass to Trevin Dunnington and then went inside instead and scores. Nice move by, again, Liam Gehringer.
Who's up to 10 points now.
40-18. Jay County in the lead by 22 here in the third quarter. It's been all Jay County in this quarter. With the basketball out front is Colson Post. He'll pass over on the left. Down in the corner. Back out to Cooper Thompson. He'll pass over on the left to Gavin Evers. There's a three-point shot up and good by Colson Post. Post hits a three at the top of the key. 40-21. And ball is loose, stolen by the Indians. And now knocked away by Liam Gehringer, but he could not get possession before he went out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball under their own hoop here. 58 seconds remaining on the clock. Here comes the inbounds pass. There's Post again. Another three. He's hot.
Let him shoot.
Post is hot. Two straight threes, 40-24. Jay County leads by 16, and there's a foul on Colson Post, guarding Levi Mullenkamp too closely.
Post, only a freshman.
Inbounds pass comes to Ben Crouch. Back outside to Liam Gehringer. Over to Trevin Dunnigan. Open from three. Did not go. Rebound. Got jump ball, I guess.
We'll go to Fort Recovery.
Give credit to the Indians, Gavin Evers, for tying that up. And here's Jay County's Liam Gehringer on the steal. Drives down and misses, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two. With 21 seconds left, it's 40-24.
Gehringer, two or three times, just stood there and watched the Fort Recovery player with the ball. And they threw it. He knew where it was going. Picked it off.
Liam lets it fly and got it. Now. It's up and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Garkey over to Post, fires a three, missed that one. Rebound
checked.
Liam Gehringer down to Trevin Dunnington. There's a shot up by Crouch. He missed the layup. Fort Recovery gets the ball. Or did it go in?
It went in.
Wow. Went in. Correction. And here's a shot by Fort Recovery's Garkey at the gun. Alex can't get it to go in, and the score at the end of three, it's 43-24. The Jay County Patriots, a big third quarter, leading the Indians here by 19 points. We'll be back in a moment.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
Mark Detweiler, head coach of the Delta Eagles, comes by. He's scouting tonight. Jay County plays Delta in a couple of weeks. We'll turn it over to you, sir. See if you can bring home the victory for Jay County. Full recovery. They need to get something going here to get back in this game.
Delta coming off a tough loss last night to Wabash. Like you said, a couple of weeks, Jay County will play Delta. That will be a road game for the Patriots. Hooker Nichols, Wesley Benn, Graydon Swollen, Trevin Dunnington, and Liam Gehringer on the floor for Jay. As the Patriots lead by 18 after three. And they corrected the score. I thought it was off by a point. It was 43-24. They added a point. It's 43-25.
And Jay County just turns it over. So Fort Recovery has the basketball.
And That was Jay County's eighth turnover. And now Fort Recovery gives it right back. Here's Parker Nichols. Bounce pass to Dunnington up and in. Good pass. Makes it 45-25 with 6:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Nearly a travel. Jay takes it away anyway. Patriots get it back. Here is Swovlin. Nice little stutter step. Gets it back out to Dunnington. He'll attack the basket. Miss. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Caden Greasy. Greasy off to Garkey. To Leonard's now. Ball deflected. Jay County will pick it out quickly up to Nichols. Parker will lay it in. Jay County has so many points off turnovers this half. It's 47-25 now. It was a 7-point game at the half. It's now 22. Three for Leonard. It's good. It's a little short. It was long line, but left it short.
But it was only a 1-point game until Jay County scored two threes at the end of the first half.
Yeah. So. And at one point it was 15-15, so a big run since then. Here's Nichols. Nichols to Swolver. Nice move. Passes inside. Ben will dish it back out to Nichols for three. Missed. Rebound. Swovlin reverse layup. Good. Nice shot by bringing Swovlin on the cleanup.
Very talented young man.
Three for Fort Recovery's way off. The rebound will be taken down by Fort Recovery. Garkey good. Alex Garkey from the free throw line. Fort Recovery pretty much just shooting whenever they can at this point. Down by 22. 49-27. Going to the hoop and missing the shot is Swoblin. He is fouled. Alex Garkey again, his second. So two shots for Graydon Swoblin, who has 11 points tonight. Free throw is no good. Only one of three on free throws, though. Sollers back in for the Patriots. Swoblin's second free throw is good. 50-27. Jay County with the 23-point lead. Here's Colson Post. Post drop to Overman. To Leonard's now. To Overman. Works it around to the left side. Three in the air is good. Good corner for the Indians. 11, Colson Post again.
Nice shot by Post.
It is his third three. Cuts the lead to 50-30. And the ball is loose on the floor. Jay County picks it up. Ben got the loose ball. To the right side. Back up top. Into this Levi Mullenkamp to Dunnington. Then they come back to Mullenkamp. Moves to the right side. Went to this Swover. Off to Sollers. Sollers to the corner. Driving toward the hoop. Cut off. Gets it back to Sollers. Back up top. Dunnington will try a three. Way off. Jay County will try to save it. Will not. Look, nobody wanted to shoot for Jay County that time.
Trevin's shot was online, but way short.
Swovlin will go out.
Missed the rim by about 2 feet.
Ben came back in. 20-point Jay lead. Three corner is good for Post. Colson Post with 12 points. It's down to a 17-point game. And that pass from Dunnington way too high for Wesley Ben, and that's hard to do. Too high for the 6-7 Ben. Swovlin, after a very brief rest, will come back in. Dunnington out. 3:14 to play. Jay leads by 17. Been as high as, I think, 24. And the Indians miscommunication. They threw it away. Turnover number 17 on Fort Recovery. Jay County with 10. Here's Sollers on the inbound. Brings it down, goes to Ben. From the right block, no good. Got his own rebound and scores. Wesley Ben has six. And it's 52-33. Jay County in front. Down low for Fort Recovery. The Indians miss a shot. Patriots get the rebound. Missing that last shot for Fort Recovery was Overman. Driving to the hoop. Sollers scores.
Riley Sollers puts it in.
First points for him tonight. 54-33. Left side three in the air for the Indians is no good. Four post. Jay Kenny gets the board. Driving toward the hoop. Now off to Ben. Ben has it stripped. Jay Kenny got it back. Here is Swovlin, three-pointer short. Ben the rebound again. And then the ball deflected to the backcourt. Mollenkamp went to get it. Needs help. Sollers will help. Drives toward the hoop. No look pass. Ball loose again. Jay Kenny gets it back. Shots up. No good. This has not been a pretty last 2 minutes. The Patriots lead by 21. Little floater. No good for the Indians. Jay with the rebound.
Dirksen missed that. Was it Seth Simon in there?
Eli.
Eli.
With the ball of Sollers. Knock to the backcourt again.
And it's over and back.
What, really?
Untouched by Fort Recovery, they said.
Okay. Turnover number 10. 54-33. Jay County in front. 1:29 to play. Deep for post. Good. Colson Post has 5 3-pointers in the half.
He's put on quite a shooting display here.
Yes. They kind of almost threw it away, but Swollen chased it down. And he is fouled. The Fort Recovery has 20 points this half, and 15 of those by Post. Third foul on Leonard's. Inbounds comes toward the hoop. Swovlin has it to Dirksen. Dirksen thought about it. Comes back out to Mollenkamp instead. Just trying to take time off the clock. Indians have fouled 4 times, so they're kind of not anywhere near a bonus. And Indians don't appear to be trying to foul. Really no need down by 18. Swovlin with the basketball, spins. This is to Ben. Ben will miss. Rebound taken down and a without hold ball. We'll go to Fort Recovery. Ben has missed some inside shots tonight, but still has 6 points. 25 seconds to play in the game. Three left side is short this time. Indians get the rebound, now knocked away from Leonard's. Here come the Patriots. Dirksen has it knocked away. And now for recovery. Almost throws it away, but Leonard chases it down. Dishes off. Shot no good by Cooper Thompson. Jay the board with 3 seconds to play, and that will do it. Final score, Jay County 54 and Fort Recovery 36. Jay County goes to 3-0, Fort Recovery to 1-1.
Another impressive win for the Jay County Junior Varsity. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the JV game right after we pause for this. The yummy McDonald's Smoky BLT Quarter Pounder with Cheese is here for a limited time at your Portland McDonald's. The Smoky BLT Quarter Pounder with Cheese features a 100% fresh beef quarter pound patty cooked right when you order. It's topped with 2 slices of American cheese, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, fresh Roma tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and smoky sauce served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Try the double smoky BLT quarter pounder with cheese today at your Portland McDonald's. Rux Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source
for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-State's corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud to sponsor this broadcast and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of our clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call them at 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Well, back here at Jay County, where the Patriots Junior Varsity has defeated Fort Recovery 54-36. Jay County going to 3-0, Fort Recovery dropping to 1-1. For Fort Recovery, Colson Post had 15 points, Eli Leonard had 8. 5 points for Briggs Oberman, 3 each for Alex Garkey and Gavin Evers, and 2 for Kaden Greasy. For Jay County, 17 points for Ben Crouch, 12 points for Graydon Swoblin, 11 for Liam Gariner, 6 points for Wesley Ben, 4 for Parker Nichols, 2 for Riley Sellers, and 2 for Kevin Dunnington. Turnovers, Jay Ames with 11 tonight, Fort Recovery with 17. Quarter scores, Jay led all four stops, 10-7, 23-16, 43-25. Again, the final, Jay 54, Fort Recovery 36. Again, Jay County 3-0, Fort Recovery 1-1. Your Junior Varsity game tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We'll be back with the pregame show coming up in just a moment.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.